Did we secretly continue the Apollo program? What better time to talk about what were supposedly secret Apollo moon missions than the year when Apollo is having its 50th anniversary? Yes, over the years there has been a lot of talk about missions which took place after Apollo 17, the supposed last Apollo mission. Can we prove they actually flew? No, but there has been so much talk about them over the years, they deserve to be mentioned. Would NASA keep secrets from us? All I can say about that is they have been caught keeping secrets, so the chances are they certainly could have kept additional Apollo missions secret. I remember when NASA launched Apollo 17 and made a statement there would be no more Apollo missions because the public lost interest. That statement was memorable for its absurdity. They had explored such a small portion of the moon, there was still much to be done. Not only that, but everyone knew the moon was a strategic location, and if a country put weapons there, we could really be in trouble. The moon was also important because of other reasons, such as lower gravity making launches cheaper because less fuel would be needed, and the moon was a perfect place to put secret military bases, especially on the dark side which never faces the Earth. There was also the fact many unused Saturn V rockets were left even after some were used to launch other projects such as Skylab, a US space station. There was a total of 13 Saturn V rockets launched. Even with using these rockets for other projects, we still had at least two left, but many suspect there were more made. The numbers left just don't jive. For example, there are supposedly three Saturn V rockets on display, with the third one being said to be on display at the United States Space and Rocket Center. Supposedly there are other sources saying there is only one Saturn V rocket left. We may never know the real total. Much as the moon landing was called a hoax, additional Apollo flights are being called a hoax. It may turn out we built more Saturn V rockets and used them to go back to the moon and even build bases there. Some say we are still doing this. Apollo 18 had been a mission which was scheduled to take place along with Apollo 19 and Apollo 20. NASA had even been said to have picked crews for these flights, but the selection may not have been final. Other people could have been on these flights. Recently it was found we had more astronauts than we knew. Spacesuits had been found in an abandoned part of a NASA building and had the names of Air Force personnel on them. Were there astronauts also from the other services we didn't know about? What look like moon bases have appeared in photos of the dark side of the moon, making many people and investigators think we have built bases there. When you see the construction, it looks like something humans would have built. One reason given for the cancellation of the Apollo flights, besides the lack of public interest, was the Apollo 1 fire. If we are talking about Apollo 18, what could that possible connection be? The Apollo 1 fire took place because pure oxygen was being used in the capsule and a spark ignited it. After that, an earthlier type of atmosphere was used in the Apollo capsules. It is interesting to note the three cancelled missions would have advanced the space program because they were designed to test more comfortable space suits and allow astronauts to stay on the moon for days. It is said an astronaut wanted to use Apollo 18 to explore the far side of the moon, but this idea was rejected. The astronaut was Schmidt, a geologist. Could the mission have taken place and could astronauts been sent to the far side of the moon? Sure. Better than that, could things have been found on the moon which caused NASA to not only send the rest of the Apollo missions there in secret? There have been a lot of references to ruins on the moon which could be millions of years old. Some even seem to be in NASA photos of the moon when they are examined very carefully. This, in my opinion, would have been too tempting for NASA to avoid. It also could have led to the production of far more Saturn V rockets in secret. With all the rocket launches going on, NASA could have said they were probes and such when they really were more Apollo missions. Another thing you have to wonder about was the stated mission of exploring certain craters. Why were these particular craters picked? What made them different from any of the hundreds of other craters on the moon? Remember when astronauts said they saw a light coming out of a crater and didn't know what it was? Could there have been some sort of activity going on on the moon, and that is the reason Apollo missions became secret? It might have been a cover-up connected to the UFO sightings of the day. If this was true about alien activity, it would have taken a lot to stop us from going back to the moon and wouldn't have even ended with Apollo 20 unless we were warned off as something. Is it possible the Apollo missions are still taking place but under a different name and perhaps with different vehicles? There have been developments such as advanced technology we know about and other advancements which are not public knowledge, and one can only guess what is happening based on rumors. Many believe we have space planes and some also believe anti-gravity vehicles. If this is true, we could be going to the moon on a routine basis. We have no way of knowing what has been developed in this area since the Apollo project, but a rational person has to believe there has been tremendous advancements since 1969. One has only to look at the technology which surrounds us to see how far we have come, so would it be crazy for us to think there have been big advancements in space travel which were kept from us? I don't think so, and I base this on the fact the US has been keeping more secrets than ever, so why shouldn't we think they are doing this in this area also? I for one believe we continued to go to the moon and may even have a permanent presence there. The next question will be, will some foreign country go there and spill the beans, or will we be using some of the new cloaking technology to hide our presence?